fierce and fearless. Here's Steve Gruber. Every day I get the cue.
To get on the bus that takes me to you. You know, I'm sitting here looking at pictures of beautiful morel mushrooms. Only a couple here in Michigan, but out of state people doing really well right now. It just happens to be that time of the year, but I am seeing some black and gray morel mushrooms making their way here into Michigan, so that's pretty cool. That'll be a good week and weekend for that. A little bit on the dry side some places, but overall should be pretty easy. And by the way, this Saturday coming, of course, the opening of trout season. The last Saturday of April is the opening of trout season across Michigan, and my gosh, for some people that's a holiday. As well, it should be. In fact, I think school ought to be excused on Fridays so people can get to their fish camps in a timely fashion. But, hey, I'm a guy who fishes. What do I know? So you got all those things going on. Let's see here. Joe Biden is going to announce his candidacy for president tomorrow. We are hearing from a number of sources, including NBC. It'll be a video put out, and then he'll have a period of time where he'll do a boatload of interviews. Trust me, he'll be a media gadfly. And then on Monday, he will start a tour of several states. In Pittsburgh Monday, he'll be in an event for a local union. And then he'll be on to Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada, four early voting states that are critical. Now, right now, the Real Clear Politics average has Joe Biden out front. But let's be honest. Bernie Sanders has been raising real money, $20 million or more now. He is the front runner, and he is the front runner because of his rock-solid base of support. Bernie Sanders picking up about 22% in the latest polling from Real Clear Politics, but the fact of the matter is, Bernie voters don't waver. For the most part, they're going to be there, they're going to stick right there, and Bernie Sanders, to me, remains the odds-on favorite at this point in the conversation to be the Democratic nominee for president, despite the fact that he's no Democrat at all. He, of course, is a democratic socialist, a man who honeymooned in Russia, a man who has put out far-left wacky ideas for a number of years, ever since the time he was the mayor of Burlington, Vermont, a man who talks about socialism and income inequality and the need to equalize things, and yet he's a multimillionaire with multiple homes, including a $1 million lake home. This is your dishonest socialist. Shocking, right? And the reason to put out, clearly the reason to put out the video for Joe Biden back to that is so that he makes no mistakes. Because in order to battle the socialist, he's going to have to be flawless in his delivery, of course. But it is interesting to note that right now it's Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, 37-year-old, openly gay mayor of South Bend, would be the first openly gay nominee, the first openly gay president, blah, blah, blah. If you care about any of that, which I don't, I care about leadership, and I care about who's going to lead the country in the right direction. You know, who he sleeps with at night, I could care less. But yet they want to tell you that every time, you know, that's somehow an important part of the criteria. Well, you know, he's gay. And so what? That's going to make him a better leader. It's going to have him get more respect when he deals with world leaders that he has a husband instead of a wife. Yeah, that should be the big deal, right? I mean, come on. People are so inane when it comes to some of these things. At any rate, for Joe Biden, he's going to have some trouble right from the beginning because Lucy Flores is not going anywhere. Lucy Flores is the woman who first really took issue with his weird sniffing and touching and whatever it is that he does. You know, Nuzzlegate. His nuzzling. Again, Batman movie, he's the Nuzzler. Gerald Nadler, he's the Waddler. You know, you get a Batman name for all of these folks. At any rate, Lucy Flores really calling out Biden again for his boorish, harassing behavior and now saying he isn't taking any of it seriously. He doesn't take any of it seriously, she says. It's bite number 5, Lucy Flores, go.
Really, the biggest reason why I decided to come out and actually say something was because this was a big part of Vice President Biden's behavior as far as his history is concerned. This isn't the first time that I've pointed out this inappropriate behavior. There's been pictures. There have been articles written. There are videos. So this was something that was very well known, but that wasn't taken, in my opinion, seriously at all. In fact, oftentimes it was made fun of. People joked around. They said, oh, that's just Biden being Biden.
I mean, he made a joke himself a couple days later.
Exactly, which was so incredibly disrespectful and frankly to me demonstrated that the words that he said, that he was going to take this very seriously, that he was going to listen and he was going to learn, to me that indicated that he didn't mean that at all.
He didn't mean that at all. Trust me, if Joe Biden remains up top, Lucy Flores will remain front and center from his detractors. Meanwhile, Mayor Pete, they're digging up dirt on that guy. You know, basically a complete unknown who had no chance of doing anything. And here he comes because, again, what do you got? You got 77-year-old Bernie Sanders. You've got 76-year-old Joe Biden. You've got Beto flailing about like a whirling dervish. You know, like he's in the airport handing out flowers or something. At any rate, he lost his shine already. I mean, he went from hero to zero in about a week and a half. Mayor Pete's still hanging on. But I've had people, I've seen comments on social media. They didn't like Al Gore, you know, planting one on Tipper. And every time this Mayor Pete gets done with the rally, he's over there, you know, getting all, you know, kissing with his husband. People don't like that either. Maybe for different reasons, but they don't like it. Find it kind of off-putting, if you will. But we'll keep an eye on all of that. And then, of course, where's Kamala Harris? Where's Elizabeth Warren? Where's Cory Booker? Where's the rest of the pack? And they are running far, far behind is the answer that you're looking for. Far behind. At any rate. A lot to cover here today, still to come. The Supreme Court appears to be leaning toward allowing the census citizenship question. What could that mean come 2020? It could mean a lot. Could mean a lot because then we will verify that California has 5 members of Congress they don't deserve, giving them undue power over states like, well, like yours. It's 25 after. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.